Athens Bible School is accredited by Advanced Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. Right now, I have with me on the line April Buchanan, and April works in the bakery at Walmart in Decatur. She shared a message with me about her relationship with her coworkers and the team that they have in Decatur, and a really great manager that she described to me that she works with, Lawrence Smith. Welcome to The Mark Wyatt Show, April Buchanan.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for reaching out to me about your workplace there in Decatur.
Everybody at Walmart, every employee there is great. We're like a big family. Everybody says they love each other. They're proud of each other. If somebody's down, they'll help you out. We're one big family, and I'm proud to be part of Walmart in Decatur.
I know that this experience has changed a lot of things for you at work, and it's affected so many people. A few weeks ago, it wasn't like this, and now things have suddenly changed, and you've had to make changes yourself. Tell us about how you all have handled that.
Well, we're just trying to take out for each customer. Like, we're cleaning everything down, make sure everybody's abiding by the rules, like 6 feet within so many customers can come in. And, you know, we're trying our best, but we need the customers to understand, you know, be patient with us, and we're working through this, and everybody's been working long hours, and just be patient, you know, we'll get through this.
I think it's wonderful what you shared about Lawrence Smith, who's the manager, and you talked about how you can't have a bad day around Lawrence.
He just makes your day brighter. I mean, he's a funny guy. There's never a dull moment with him. He's a character, and I think the world of him. I've got lots of friends in the deli. Everybody there is just, we're just a big family, and I just love it there. We're having hard days, but together we're getting through this.
How long have you worked at Walmart, April?
I've been there since January. This is my first job.
Wow. You have really had a lot put on you here in the last few weeks with the changes that have been made, but I appreciate your attitude and how you're going into work with an attitude that you are a team with your coworkers. You're just getting the job done in a difficult time.
We just got to stick together. I mean, that's all we can do and do our best. We are a team, so we stay together. And if one of us is having a bad day or a customer is being mean, or, you know, we take time out and go back there and talk to each other and calm them down and say, hey, it's going to be okay. We're here together. You know, we got this. We're a team. I mean, we're family.
Maybe there are some people out there that don't necessarily work at Walmart, but they're working in other stores and they're discouraged. They're getting frustrated by the challenges that they're facing. Maybe some of them are even depressed. What would be your message to those people who are struggling right now as employees working daily with the public in this situation?
Some customers are difficult, but I mean, if you get frustrated, just say, hey, hold on a minute, like go get a manager or go get somebody else to maybe deal with that customer that's been not so nice, and just say, hey, can you just give me a minute? Let me walk away and then let somebody else deal with her. Maybe they can handle them better than you are. And that's what we've been doing. You know, if somebody can't deal with a customer, we'll say, hold on one moment, we'll let somebody else deal with them, and then it helps us out.
That's a great attitude, and I wanted to tell you personally, April, that I appreciate the work that you're doing, and I appreciate all those who are working in the public service industry right now, like you say, there are ways that we can go about it that can make our day better when we have these struggles.
We just ask patients, customers to come in, just be patient. Everybody, you know, just don't panic and don't go crazy in the store. You know, just get what you need and get out one customer at a time. You know, don't bring the whole family in. One customer at a time, you know, get what you need and get out. Don't spend hours in Walmart. That's just all we ask. You know, just be patient and we'll get through this.
April, I appreciate, again, you reaching out to me and sharing this wonderful story about your team at Walmart in Decatur, Alabama, and your special manager, Lawrence Smith.
You have a good day, sir.
Thank you, April. We've been talking to April Buchanan. She works in the bakery at the Walmart in Decatur, Alabama, sharing her story about a special team that she works with and a special manager. We appreciate all those who are working on a daily basis to run these stores during this COVID-19 pandemic. You've been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deeds segment, highlighting bright spots in our communities.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309. Or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210.
Fresh baked.
Journey home. Spread a little love before your chance is gone. We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good.